Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, good Friday morning to you. It is a Chicken Ellie's kind of morning around here. I just have to tell you, thanks to my friends down there in Eureka at that fantastic breakfast spot at Chicken Ellie's, because it's Friday and we're going to do our Queen of Hearts drawing, and our friends from Eureka, former Chief Greg Brown, former Chief Mike Wiegand, still heavily involved with Guns and Hoses and, of course, Backstoppers, and they're in here with us this morning, and we're going to talk more about that. They brought some food with them, which we always appreciate. So if you get down there, show them some love at Chicken Ellie's. Stop and check out the Chief Brown special. Tell them that's what you want when you show up. Thanks to you for all you do to both of them. We'll talk to them in a few minutes. We're also going to broach the Bad Bunny controversy. So I think it was Monday of this week when I heard those two words in the same sentence for the first time, Scott J. Gow. Can I just tell you that I was not familiar with Bad Bunny.
Well, he's been kind of trending lately.
I know.
I didn't know much about him either. I didn't know anything about him either, except that he's going to sing in Spanish instead of English for the Super Bowl, which I find a little troubling. I mean, I'm all in support of celebrating Hispanic culture, and the NFL has done that a lot. You know, they have games now in South America. They've had games in Mexico City. And I think if he sang a few verses or a song in Spanish, that'd be great.
But all of his songs are in Spanish.
All of them.
All of them. Who did we blame for this a few minutes ago? Who was it?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is apparently in charge of halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl. So there, we're getting to the root of the problem. We are continuing to cover this government shutdown. If you missed it earlier, we've had a couple of reports on it so far, including Ryan Schmelz last hour. 1 hour ago, we had him on for Fox News with an update. And a former state senator, current Congressman Eric Burleson, joined us at the bottom of the last hour, 7:35. You can go pick all those up on the podcast, on-demand audio, on the Odyssey app or 971talk.com or wherever you get your podcasts, you can find that there, and you can always listen to anything you happen to miss here. So feel free to go back and pick those up. We're going to get to all that for you coming up in just a few minutes, including this morning's Queen of Hearts drawing winner, where every week you have an opportunity to win, I don't know, $5,000. I mean, it's fantastic. We'll announce the winner here in just a few minutes. And we'll tell you how you can take part in all of that. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
In Minneapolis, we don't look at them as undocumented immigrants. We look at them as our neighbors. We love them. They make our city a better place. And while the Trump administration has clearly filed suit against us, we will fight it with every bit of our strength.
Yeah, more example of the idiots we're up against here in this argument. First of all, they're not undocumented. They're illegal. They're here illegal. What do you call people, undocumented lawbreakers? I don't know, but this is the kind of nonsense we're facing around the country.
Is ICE too entrenched to even be abolished at this point?
I mean, nothing is too entrenched to be abolished.
Ilhan Omar, I know you probably recognize the voice. In the face of everything we've seen, the violence toward ICE agents, everything, is still calling to abolish the Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It is just hard to believe.
I have the Democrat proposed continuing resolution right here, where you can read in the text a provision that would remove the provision that Republicans passed in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill to ensure that illegal aliens in our country cannot receive Medicaid and taxpayer-funded health care benefits. That was happening under the Biden administrations, and the Democrats endorsed it, encouraged it, and vocally supported it.
Yep, Caroline Leavitt bringing the heat and the facts yesterday as the government shutdown drags into day number three. How about that?
I think they took it down because what Pam Bondi said, they're going to investigate these people who put these apps up, because it does. It puts law enforcement at great risk.
Yes, it does. Tom Homan, one of my heroes there, he has absolutely done a fantastic job helping secure the border and helping ICE crack down on illegals around the country. Now, what he's talking about is an app that apparently these leftist activists have been using, this app to track ICE officers around the country. The Apple, under pressure from the government, finally agreed to step in and shut this thing down. You're trying to help criminals evade arrest. That should be a chargeable offense. The guy that created the app pleads ignorance here and claims that's not what it was being used for. Guess what? The suspect who opened fire on a Dallas ICE facility was using this app at the time. He knew what was going on because of the information on this app, and now it's gone. So, of course, they went out yesterday to talk to some of the U.S. attorneys who are trying to help deal with this thing. And Nancy Larson is the lady's name down in Dallas, who's like, listen, we know what the app was being used for. It's that simple.
Well, I think that it does put law enforcement officers in danger. I think that's clear. We have evidence in this case involving this sniper that he was active on that app. Now, in my district, in the last 2 months, we had a major attack on an ICE facility in Alvarado, Texas. And now we had this sniper spraying bullets, injuring and killing people just Wednesday. So I do think that having the app out there live and active is problematic for law enforcement. And although the producer of the app is basically saying that it's legal, perhaps it is. I haven't looked into it, but assuming that it is, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should if you see that it's having deleterious effects, very fatal effects.
Yeah. Very fatal effects, because the people they killed were not the ICE officers, but the detainees that they were supposedly in support of. That's who ended up getting killed. And I just thank goodness they're cracking down on this. And there will probably be lawsuits over it. I would fully expect that's what we're going to see next. And she's like, listen, she's also angry, and I don't blame her, Nancy Larson, at people like J.B. Pritzker trying to insult and maybe encourage more violence against these ICE officers.
These agents were under rapid fire. They went into a firefight with bullets flying at them to rescue the people that were in their custody. These are not Gestapo members. These are people that are sworn to uphold the laws of the United States and to protect the people in the United States and to protect the people in their custody. And they clearly did that.
Yeah. They clearly did that. There's plenty of evidence of it. So anyway, glad to see that they're taking some action against that, quite frankly. All right, coming up, we will draw our Queen of Hearts winner in just a few minutes. We'll get some assistance from the former Eureka Fire Chief Greg Brown, former Eureka Police Chief Mike Wiegand. They're both going to be in studio with us when we come back. Bottom of the hour, are you going to watch the Super Bowl this year? Are you going to like me if you do? Because I'll go for the party. But are you going to skip the halftime altogether? Because the NFL has once again made a major misstep here, in my opinion. They misjudged their audience. We'll talk about it at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Proud to be the exclusive radio station for Guns N' Hoses here at 97.1 FM Talk. And we get to announce every week the winner of the Queen of Hearts raffle. They've been doing this all year. All the money they collect, it goes, of course, ultimately to Backstoppers. And you have an opportunity. You buy a card or multiple cards, and they pick a winner each week. And the pot is over $5,200 right now. So if you get the Queen of Hearts, you win half of that, and then half of it stays with the charity. It's like a 50-50 drawing. So hopefully you bought your ticket, and the winner is this week. It is the 10 of diamonds in slot number 3. The winner is going to get $25. You, too, can take part in this. All you have to do is go to STL Guns and Hoses, and you will see the entry area right there, STL Guns and Hoses, and you can buy your own tickets. And you can hopefully win next week. Good luck to you. Of course, Guns N' Hoses is going to be here before we know it. We've got former Eureka Fire Chief Greg Brown. I still have to get used to saying that. And former Chief Mike Wiegand in studio with us this morning. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Good I use that term loosely.
Yes.
Good sure. Good to get you in here this morning. You know I feel that way. So I've said that a couple times this morning in teasing the fact that you two were going to be in here. I said, I got former Chief Brown, former Chief Wiegand. Chicken Ellie's chimed in. They said, go Chiefs, once Chiefs, always Chiefs in Eureka. So there you have it. Thank you.
Very nice.
And thank you for stopping by Chicken Ellie's and bringing some food
in
this morning.
Great breakfast food, great lunch food. They're Chicken Ellie's. Well, they kind of like you, too, actually.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
We love them as well. Sue listens to you every day.
That's awesome. So, Mike, do they have a plate named after you down there like they do Greg?
You know, I go there once in a while. I don't go like Greg does as a very regular patient. And I say patient because you got to get us fixed there, you know. But they have the best food in town. You know, every once in a while I'll sneak in there when we can sit down and actually eat, because a lot of times you get in there and it's so noisy and there's so many people in there.
Yeah.
But it's a great place. I mean, I've never had a bad meal in that place.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
And I love that place.
We love what they do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Love what you guys do. Of course, before we know it, it's going to be time for Guns and Hoses because it's always the night before Thanksgiving, and I know the plans are underway, and I'm going to be playing some role in it this year. I still need to talk to Steve Hawley and figure out exactly what that is, something near the ring somewhere. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, probably, you know, you get a big personality like you, and they want you front and center.
I know it is. I'm going to have a bucket and a mop, and I'm going to have to wipe the ring down when there's blood in it or something.
Well, there's the cornermen all have a bucket.
That's right. See?
So maybe you could be one of those guys.
I'll be treating cuts and stuff. I watch the Rocky movies. I know what that's all about.
That. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like the Burgess Meredith character.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like the penguin.
Exactly.
Tell us what the lineup is this year. You've gotten a few details on the number of bouts and
absolutely,
all that.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the big thing is tickets are on sale now.
Go to stlgunsandhoses.com.
You can get the all-inclusives that are available. You can get regular seating. There's just a ton of options. They're all great. It's going to be the most fun you've ever had on the night before Thanksgiving, and without a doubt. So I think we're probably going to have around 12 bouts. So you can get there early. The first bout will be 5:30, I believe. And, that's the undercard. And then actually, again, this year, we're going to be on Channel 2, starting at 6:30. I think.
Anyhow, yeah, and our friend Jasmine Huda will be helping out, I know.
Jasmine has been a big supporter for a long time, and now we got the great Mark Cox is going to be there.
Happy to do it. Proud to be part of that.
So, but again, it's going to be the most fun you ever had on the night before Thanksgiving. There's bands. It's like if you go to Las Vegas and see a professional championship fight. It's very much like that. Steve Hawley and Jesse Finney put together an amazing show, and it's a lot of entertainment.
There's not it's an enterprise, right? For people that don't know that, there's really not a bad seat in the house. I've been down on the floor. I've had the honor of being down there before, and I've been up in the seats, and I've been in one of the suites. And I mean, no matter where you are, you're getting a great view of the action. If for no other reason, because of that jumbotron in the middle. But
right.
Some of the bouts are just. The girls fought harder than the boys
in a couple of those last year. You get some of those fighters in there, and these folks have all been training for months and months. Some of them longer than that, because there will be a few professional fights.
Yep.
That we bring in just for the event, and the quality of fight that goes on is high level. You'll really enjoy it if you're a fight fan. And if you're not a fight fan, it's still a blast.
It's a party.
Yeah, it's a big party.
If you are one of those people that has any qualms about coming to downtown St. Louis for an event, there's no safer place to be than Enterprise Center on the night before Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Every member of law enforcement and first responder in the area who's not on duty is at that venue.
And former law enforcement.
Let me add that in there real quick. So, Chief Wiegand, you spent last night helping celebrate 60 years, what am I saying, of the Major Case Squad.
Yes, that's correct. Had 400 of our past members and their wives, and our current members and their wives, attend the event down at the MAC, and it was a great event, sponsored by the Major Case Squad of Greater St. Louis.
Yeah.
Governor Kehoe was our keynote speaker and did a great job.
So who's the commander right now? Is it
the chairman of the board is Jeff Connor. He's the sheriff at Madison County, Illinois.
Yep.
Great
yep.
guy. Great. Super guy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, of course, I covered these folks for years when I was at Channel 4 and know a lot of them. Looking back through the just the squad commanders list over the years is like old school because I've covered so many of these people. And it talks about some of the case numbers that were covered. And I don't know if this is unique to the country, but St. Louis doesn't realize the resource this provides, I don't think,
to
law enforcement.
Smaller communities who don't have the resources to help in a serious situation like a murder or something horrific that happens in their neighborhoods where there's, you know, multiple injuries, multiple deaths, whatever, caused by a perpetrator or perpetrators. The major case squad comes in once called and brings about 20 to 25 investigators in there, and they go at it for 24 hours a day for five solid days, usually because they have so many resources available to them when they come in. They bring a lot of resources in, a lot of help from federal agencies, state agencies, and such. They can usually solve the crime, and we have one of the highest solvability rates in the nation right now.
Well, a lot of reason to be proud for that. And, of course, Backstoppers, which has been around for many, many years as well. How many years is it now? Is it 30?
Since 1959, the Backstoppers.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Right now we're taking care of 95 families, 75 dependent kids. You know, if they can make it into a college of their choice, the Backstoppers are there to take care of all the bills for those line-of-duty deaths. And keep the family as much as possible.
It's a special group, mostly just volunteers who do this and hold fundraisers, and that's why we're so proud to be part of it. You can still get tickets to STLGunsAndHoses.com. I hope to see you there the night before Thanksgiving and supporting all of our great first responders. Chief Brown, Chief Wiegand, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
one more
it.
Thing, Mark. If they can't go to the Guns N' Hoses event, they can always go to backstoppers.org. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The donation
and donate directly to it. Thank you. We'll talk to you guys soon. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. There's an artist that I've got to be real honest with you. I did not know existed till about a week ago when this controversy popped up about the Super Bowl. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. I mean, I know he's like a YouTube sensation, but apparently I've not been on YouTube enough. We do have Michelle Polino from Fox News Radio on the line this morning. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Bad Bunny is certainly getting a lot of press out of all this, as if he needed it, huh?
Yeah, yeah, he's getting a lot of press. He's been on SNL. He sells a lot of streaming units, but there is he doesn't sing in English. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And I couldn't name one of his songs.
Me neither.
Probably because I don't even speak Spanish, and I really feel bad about that. Maybe he was put there to make me feel bad as an entertainment reporter, because seriously, Taylor Swift should be playing the Super Bowl. Bad Bunny, I don't know. I just, I'm not sure about this pick. It feels very wrong in every way.
Well, we were talking about it earlier, and somebody said yesterday, Ethan, I don't know if this, I can't remember if this was you who said it or not, that this was the third choice, that Jay-Z had something to do with this. Have you heard anything about that, Michelle?
Yeah, so Jay-Z and the NFL signed a contract together, if you remember, back in 2019. This was basically right around the Colin Kaepernick bending of the knee.
Okay.
It was done as some kind of symbolic gesture. And Jay-Z hopped on that business deal. He's a good businessman. And ever since then, we've had either Jay-Z, his Roc Nation, his company, Jay-Z Roc Nation, his artists. And so he's making money. So basically, he's making money with all these artists that he has signed, and he puts them in the Super Bowl slot. That's how this has rolled ever since. And it's kind of, and that's why we're not seeing a Taylor Swift there, who is breaking records here in the country and globally. And that's, you know, this is the problem with the politics of the music industry.
Amen. And well put. Michelle Polino, our guest from Fox News Radio. And so, Michelle, I've wondered about that because, I don't know, I mean, we're all sort of in the marketing business, entertainment business. I'm the NFL executive trying to work on this and influence. And I'm thinking, okay, here we have the Kansas City Chiefs, still a contender for the Super Bowl again this year. It's possible they're back in that game. What if Travis Kelce was playing and his wife to be was the halftime entertainment? I mean, that, what a great scenario, but apparently that was never to be, huh?
Yeah. And there's also a rivalry between Beyonce, Jay-Z's wife, and Taylor Swift. They are the two biggest phenomenons, the two biggest artists in music today. It's, you know, people on the street are not talking about Bad Bunny. People in the clubs are dancing to Bad Bunny. People in the clubs are definitely dancing to Bad Bunny, but they're not talking and rushing out. Like this morning, I had to listen to every track on Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, because I know it is the biggest story today and this weekend. I've never done that for a Bad Bunny album.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for validating me, because I'm thinking, you know, I don't pretend to know current music. I just don't listen to music. I listen to information and talk radio and all that, because it's kind of what I do for a living. So I don't keep up with a lot of current musicians, but I do read headlines. And this guy came out of left field on me. So I'm glad I'm not the only one who was not familiar with his music. Here's my question. There was apparently a discredited story out that the Cowboys had asked the NFL to change this decision. There are a bunch of people this morning saying that's not true. But is there any chance the NFL reconsiders this, or is this a done deal?
This is a done deal. This is a done deal. It's unfortunate. Listen, I think Bad Bunny's music, yeah, it's kind of, will I dance to it? Sure. But it's not a performance that is, I don't know, like, it's very interesting to me. It's not Taylor Swift. It's not Beyonce. It's not Prince. It's not, you know, Tina Turner, Janet Jackson. Like, these are people that you want in the middle of a football field at the biggest game in the country, and the most viewed game.
Well, you know, you've covered the entertainment industry, obviously, for a long time. And I know some of those stars you mentioned are still out there and still available. I kind of likened this a little bit. Obviously, it's not exactly the same as the Bud Light controversy with Dylan Mulvaney, because at the root of that was a misunderstanding of who your audience is. And unless I'm missing it, is the Hispanic audience, which I'm assuming are a big chunk of his fans, since his music is all in Spanish, are they that big of a chunk of NFL viewers? If they are, that's news to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know that answer. It's a great question. Yeah.
I don't know. You got me swinging, but my guess is a lot of people are going to be like, I'll go to a Super Bowl party because I want to see the game usually, yeah. But I don't know. I just won't have a whole lot of interest in the halftime show this year.
Yeah, neither will I, actually.
Hey, but enjoy that new Taylor Swift album, please.
Swiftie is great. This album is amazing.
Michelle Pollino, thank you for your time.
You got it. Yep. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Yeah. That's good. Ethan, we're not just a couple old guys. I mean, you knew who Bad Bunny was. I didn't.
Yeah, I know people are saying they're not going to watch this, but this has got to be the greatest marketing thing ever. They're going to bring eyes to him, and I guarantee X will light up as soon as he starts on the Super Bowl halftime. It's just going to be flooded because people are going to be either complaining or saying it's great or going, what the heck am I watching?
To your point, most people won't. They're either going to not watch the game at all, but if they are watching it, they're either just going to ignore. They're not going to turn the TV off at halftime. They'll probably just ignore
music.
It. But they'll still get ratings if the TV's on.
Right.
So maybe you're right.
But I mean, they got what they wanted. We're talking about the NFL. We're talking about Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
I mean, can't blame them.
Bad Bunny. Sounds like you're bad. You're a bad bunny. Sounds like you're talking to your little pet animal you've got in a cage in the backyard. Don't be a bad dog. You're a bad dog. They'll be the next artist. All right. A quick break here. Great segment coming up, by the way, from our friend Sue Thomas for History of the Lou with Sue. It's going to be on this weekend. We're going to talk to her about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Don't forget, we're having a birthday party. It's coming up on the 23rd of this month, and I really hope you'll show up out there. I got an email from someone last night. I was out late, but I got an email when I got home from our friend JD, who listens all the time, and he said, hey, just bought my VIP ticket. I'll be there, so it's going to be great to see him. There are a limited number of those VIP tickets. They're $30. You're going to get a wristband with access to a couple of free cocktails and a cigar if you want one and some food, but you don't have to buy a VIP ticket. You can RSVP for free and just show up and hang out with us. We're going to have tents outside of a Lit Cigar Lounge there in the Chesterfield Valley, close to the factory, close to that Four Hands Brewery and all that stuff down there, which is great because you can be inside, you can be outside. We'll have live music. We're going to have our friends at Lore Wine and Spirits are bringing Old Dominic Distillery and Rayburn Wine, so there'll be stuff for you to sample down there. We got U.S. Men's Medical Center and Rhino Shield are a couple of our key sponsors, and we just appreciate them so much. And so many other people are going to be on site. The folks from Guns N' Hoses, you name it, we're going to have a party. And we're going to celebrate being on the air 25 years in St. Louis right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Again, go to 971talk.com/events. You can find all the ticket information right there. All right, Sue Thomas is going to be there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait, because the Mark Reardon Show will be live that day from 3 to 6 on location, and then the party technically starts from 5 to 7:30, and we're just going to have us a great old time, aren't we?
I assume so.
You know, kind of fitting, Sue Thomas, I think, that History of the Lou with Sue focuses on aviation, given the current Boeing strike that's going on.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. But you're right. I mean, the history of aviation in St. Louis is pretty long. I mean, we're going to find out in this show who the heck Lambert is.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's Albert Bond Lambert, and he actually learned to fly with the Wright brothers. I mean,
wow.
It's serious.
Wow. I had no idea.
I didn't either. Mark, this is why I love this show. And when I interview these people, I find out all this stuff about St. Louis that I never knew. And that's one of them. So we will talk about that, and we'll find out how he learned to fly. Then we get into Lindbergh. Why is it Spirit of St. Louis? The fact that Lindbergh did that in 1927 and changed the entire world. Because when flying first happened, they thought, well, this will be a fun activity. It changed how the entire world operates.
Oh, sure it did.
We talk about TWA and Ozark Airlines for people who've lived here for a while and know that. And they used to be competitors. And apparently, Ozark was the way to go. They served better meals, even though it was shorter flights. They even, like on a trip to Chicago, would feed you an entire full-service meal.
Wow. Those were the days, huh?
Right.
on China, like you do. Everybody got the same treatment they got in first class.
Exactly. He was like, yeah, it's pretty much like flying first class. And then what happened and Icon and what happened to Ozark Airlines. And then you've got McDonnell Douglas, who helped in the space race, and the F-4 Phantom 2. I mean, so we have a lot of connection to just airline and aviation in general. I found it fascinating. Hopefully you will too.
Yeah, absolutely. Wasn't there a plane accident or a glider accident back in the 30s that killed some St. Louis officials, I think, that had gone
for a
flight. Uh-huh. If I remember, there's a plaque down at City Hall commemorating that. So, yeah, it's tragedy and success over the years.
Exactly.
In aviation. Well, that's
and
really
they even,
cool.
I mean, we had a hand in building Mercury and Gemini for NASA. I mean, a key player in the space race in general. It's just kind of mind-boggling.
My wife's grandfather worked in what were referred to as the black programs out at Mac.
Ooh.
And he still wouldn't talk about it.
Gosh.
The day he died, he was hush-hush about what he knew. Like, maybe it was just his personality, but they were the people took that stuff seriously. They would not.
So aliens?
I don't know. he never would confirm for me one way or the other.
Well, if you live in St. Louis, you undoubtedly know either somebody who works at Boeing or worked at McDonnell. But I mean, that's how many people there are. But the history is fascinating.
Well, remind people when they can listen to that, Sue.
Oh, okay. It is Sunday at 6 on 97.1, and I believe on KMOX it's Saturday at 1 and then Sunday at 4.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You know, I did, Sue, just have to tell you that the food they brought in from Chicken Ellie's this morning, you missed it. You had an opportunity to here to eat, and you blew it.
You're going to have to tell me in advance again. I'm so worried about this thing working that I ran home.
I know. She had some technical issues. We were trying to get worked out this morning. We were hoping to have Sue in here with us. But we'll definitely see you on the 23rd, if not sooner.
Yeah. Thanks,
Outstanding.
Mark.
Sue Thomas, love you. Thank you for all you do for us. We appreciate that. That's going to do it for us for a Friday. I'll just throw out the email address again, the website address at 971talk.com/events. If you want a VIP ticket, I would strongly suggest buying it soon. Don't put it off too long. There's a limited number of them, and they're selling fairly quickly. And then if you just want to RSVP and come out and hang out with us for a while on the 23rd of October in the district in the valley, we'd love to see you. So head up the website, 971talk.com/events. Have a great weekend. I'm going to the St. Louis Bourbon Festival tonight. That's going to be a good time. What's that, Ethan?
I'm jealous.
Yeah. You have fun camping, my friend.
I will.
Dan Buck is back with us Monday morning. We've also got Governor Kehoe. We'll see you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.